We love film.
And we love women.
Put the two together and 1 + 1 definitely equals more than 2.
Learn about the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival next on Loving the Springs, where we celebrate the best and elevate the rest in Manitou and Colorado Springs.
This is Studio 809 Podcasts, informing, connecting, and empowering the residents of the Pikes Peak region.
If you're not already familiar with the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival, pay attention.
This festival is a really big deal, and the organization behind it is bringing us great films year-round.
That's right. Let's roll. In the studio with us is Nicole Nicoletta with Rocky Mountain Women's Film.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
You're such an active giver to these communities that I can't even count the number of times that I've given you a microphone.
I'm so glad you do. It's a blast.
To start off, you're executive director of Rocky Mountain Women's Film.
That's right.
And we'll give you a chance to tell us about all the things you do, but we're having you in the studio right now because coming up is the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival, which is just a little thing. It's a new thing you're trying this year, right?
Oh, yeah. Just 38 years in, so we're seeing how this goes. Longest running women's film festival in North America. So 38th year this year, and we'll be at Colorado College again.
Hoorah!
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't kidding when we said it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I love it. I bet you have people in the audience that are not even as old as the film festival.
Definitely.
That's so wild to think about.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Probably and some of the filmmakers are not that old.
Absolutely. And also awesome is we have some people in the audience for the festival who have been with us from day one as volunteers and in the audience all 38 years, including one of the co-founders, Donna Guthrie. Still comes. She still screens films, previews them for selection. 150 films she watched this year to preview for selection. Yeah. It's total dedication from these people.
That's pretty neat. We ought to have her in sometime just to tell the origin story and let us know what she thinks of. Is she an active volunteer or is she kind of?
Well, she becomes a sponsor once the selection is complete, but she's a volunteer when she's previewing films. She also, I want to make a quick plug about this, is she has gotten us into the Women's Correctional Facility in Aurora. So we took a selection of films.
You could have done that just by robbing a 7-Eleven.
We could have. Yeah, it would have been a slightly different setup, yes. I don't know if I would have had the same AV support. But yeah, we took a selection of short films up there and had an incredible experience. We're going back in November, but she made that happen.
Wow, that's awesome. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
First of all, Nicole, you have some past history that I want to acknowledge. You're fairly new as executive director of Rocky Mountain Women's Film.
Mm-hmm. 2 years August. Yeah. It was 2 years, yep.
Immediately prior to that, you were Rocky Mountain
Highway
Music Collaborative.
Yep.
Too many words.
I know.
And before that, well, long before that, you were a sociology professor at just about every institute of higher education in town, I think, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Couldn't keep a job, kept on having
yeah,
to dance
from one
to the
other. I mean, you can't stop me from teaching sociology, so that's
but
just
But also, what it is. Mayor of Manitou Springs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was.
What else?
I think that about sums it up. Professor, politician, executive director. What
Times
else?
Two.
Mom.
Yeah. Because of your Manitou Springs connection, I thought maybe we should mention that we just recently lost Marcy Morrison, who is a kind of a legend in Manitou. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I would give you a chance if you want to say anything about that. Share it.
Sure. I have a fond memory of having coffee with Marcy when I was first thinking about running for city council for Ward 3. Matt Carpenter was term limited. So I sat down with him and he was brilliant. And I sat down with Marcy. And I actually have chills right now thinking about how clear and focused she was with her conversation of breaking up the good old boy club and what she had to do with the Board of Education in Manitou to be heard and seen, what she had to do on the dais to be heard and seen, and she did. And I think that we would all agree she was extremely successful in all of those elements of her professional life. So she was, that was a beautiful memory for sure.
And you know, she shared a lot of that on a recent episode of Elevating Pikes Peak Women. So I'll put a link in the show notes. That's another one of our great Studio 809 podcast family.
Great.
So it would be worth going back to listen to. And then even more recently in the film world, we just lost Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rest in peace.
Speaking of film festivals, he was Sundance.
Yeah.
Yep. And so much more than just the Sundance Festival, right? Really supporting filmmakers and writers and producers and having workshops and year-round connection in an industry that's not always easy, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we hope to connect with Sundance Institute, is perhaps once they get here in 2027, some way to collaborate with some workshops or something year-round. So you never know.
That's a great idea. And, yeah, you know, I've seen some of the retrospectives on cable networks in the last 24 hours and just reminded of how many really amazing films that guy made.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into Rocky Mountain Women's Film. So listen, if you're a guy, you don't really need to listen to this episode because you can't get into the Women's Film Festival.
We love guys.
Correct love me, guys. Please.
Absolutely. Yes. So sometimes, as a matter of fact, we have films that are about men.
Yeah.
But there will be a woman behind the lens who's creating that film and producing that film. But yeah, we have men in the audience. We have films that absolutely, like our theme this year is film for everyone. There's going to be a film that you're going to like. So it doesn't have to be that you want to, you know, learn a story about, I don't know. We have a film this year called Baby Doe, and it's definitely, I would say, female-centric. But we have so many. We have some about rafting and rock climbing and you name it. So yes, bring them in. That's fine. It's a great date night. They're thought-provoking. Some of them are light and entertaining and humorous. But we definitely have plenty where you're going to walk out of there, we would hope, maybe tapping into how you feel about the topic of the film, reevaluating how you feel about it, or certainly just listening to the person next to you, whether you know them or not, on what their perspective of the film content is.
The dates for the Big Film Festival, October 17th through 19th?
You got it. Yep.
Starts with Friday night with a big...
Friday opening night. We just announced opening night film today. It's going to be amazing. It's called Diane Warren, Relentless. And if you are at all squeamish about the F word, you might struggle a tad, but I think you should push through and see. It is very entertaining. She is a songwriter. She's written some of the most well-known number one hits. Cher, Prince, Aerosmith, you name it. She's phenomenal. And it's her story. It's excellent, excellent film. Great way to kick off the weekend.
Oh,
it's
I'm
a
looking
party,
forward
for
to that.
Sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
But then there's two full days after that. You said it's at Colorado College. Is this all at the Cornerstone?
We actually sort of take over the quadrant there.
Okay.
Cash Lapooter and Cascade. So we're in Cornerstone, Armstrong, Gaylord, and Packard. So yeah, it's all day Saturday, all day Sunday. We have filmmaker forums that happen during lunch on Saturday and Sunday. So that will be a themed conversation with a moderator with a selection of five or six filmmakers who will be here. And then Sunday will be a different set of filmmakers answering questions on a different theme. So that's always a huge treat. That's grown, you know, exponentially over the last few years. So you can pre-order a box lunch and just grab it before you go into the room, or you can get food truck food, whatever you want to do for that. And then there's tons of Q&As after a lot of the films. And yeah, we're planning to have about 15 filmmakers.
So if you want to spend your entire weekend watching film and listening to filmmakers, you can do that. But if you happen to be just in town for Saturday, you can just buy a ticket for one day to the festival too, correct?
Yep, that's right.
And can you buy to just one film?
You can buy. It's a great question. If you want to get just one film, or we call it a block, that happens at the festival. So there's no pre-purchase of a single film, but you can absolutely do that at the festival. And just so in case people are reading this when online sales have ended, which is not for quite some time, just know that you can always purchase tickets at Cornerstone throughout the weekend. And tickets are actually free for military and veterans on Sunday. So active duty and retired military folks, free on Sunday. That's sponsored by Phil Long Dealership.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
It is.
So we're recording on September 17th, and if you go looking for the list of films today on your website, you won't see them, will you?
Yeah, they're all up there.
Are they?
The schedule is not finalized, but there's an entire list of films, and some of them have hyperlinks to the trailers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you click on Film Festival at the top, it'll just open up a whole another menu, and film list is on there.
All right. So we'll put links in the show notes to help you out. But
in previous episodes, we've talked about food deserts. But now we're in an independent film desert. We all live here now that we've lost Kimball's. So this is an opportunity this weekend to get your fill of the independent films.
That's a great point. Yep.
Are there one or two other films that you might want to share with us just to whet our appetite a little bit?
Oh, man, sure.
Teasers. I want a teaser.
Oh, geez, a teaser. Okay. Well, Saturday night, we have what's called After Dark, and that's a separate ticket, $25 that you can purchase now. We have a party ahead of time, popcorn from Patsy's, and a cash bar and live music with Ruby Greenberg. That's going to be just fantastic. And then you have a choice of two films that night. It's Dorothy, which is just an incredible documentary about the impact that Judy Garland has had on a variety of different subcultures in our society. It's very cool. And then after that film, you can go to Icons and get a Judy's Garland cocktail, right? So we're partnering with them for the after party, not to be confused with After Dark. Anyway, or Girl Climber Saturday night, the first woman ever to climb El Capitan in 24 hours. First woman, and she did it in 24 hours. Phenomenal. If you are afraid of heights, it's a little challenging to watch, but again, push through and watch it. It's incredible. And then the one that was very profound for me and is still sticking with me is called The Secret of Me. And I don't want to say too much because sometimes you can front load what you assume people are going to respond to a film, and it's not always the same. So I just will say, though, if you can make it that weekend, you should watch The Secret of Me. The other one that's a little heavy but extremely important is Baby Doe. And then, of course, we have a hilarious one called The Pick, and it is about a dick pic. So it's a short film. It's hilarious. I think it's maybe, I don't know, 12 minutes. It's so good. You got to see it. That's Saturday night. So we've got the whole gamut, right?
I think that's the first time I've ever had someone say, you got to see it in relation to a dick pic.
Good point. Usually I'm like, no, don't show it. That's a great point. This one, you won't actually see it. So it's all good. But it's fantastic.
Oh my God. You've got me intrigued with that. Just trying to wonder where it comes from and where it's going.
Uh-huh.
So
The
film is fantastic. Not necessarily the dick.
Luckily, we never had to see that.
That's right.
And you won't either. I promise. So, but the point is, you can go from really light content to as profound and somber as you feel like going.
So your marketing is, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll see a dick pic. Just kidding.
You won't. Yeah.
That would be a good one. Yes. Can I use that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, that's good. Free.
Now, if you can't make it to the film festival, you can still enjoy it in another way, right?
Yep. The virtual encore is the week after the in-person festival. So virtual encore starts October 23rd through the 26th. Not every film that is in person is available virtual, but a significant amount of the films will be. Right now, you can add virtual onto any of your tickets. It's included in the full festival pass, but if you want virtual encore only, you don't want any of the in-person, that will start October 1. You can purchase those. So it's a great opportunity. A lot of people will look at the schedule and they'll say, okay, these are the things that are not on virtual. I can only see in person. So they'll plan their weekend, see all of those, and then spend the next week watching virtual.
Yeah, and you know, one of the only frustrating things about a film festival on multiple screens is you have to miss something
you
in order
to
see something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the virtual gives you a chance to fill in those blanks.
Yeah, if you're a film junkie and you're determined to get all 40 films in there, right, you can do that. And we're still looking for a sponsor for the virtual encore. So if anybody's interested, they can reach out to me. You get to put an ad. So anytime somebody clicks on a film during the virtual encore, you can have your ad play. I mean, it's phenomenal outreach across the state of Colorado and the nation, quite honestly. So email me at nicole@rmwfilm.org, or they can call me at 226-0450, or you can stop by the office. We're usually there. Right now, we're all there all the time, so you'll find us.
Is your office still at the Lincoln Center?
Yep. Yeah. So you can either get a beer at Goat Patch. They're great partners of ours. You can get some bread at Nightingale or coffee at Building 3, right? And then come see us.
Is that where your screening room is still?
We do that once a month, yes, for film club or private events. People have private events there, and yeah.
You guys don't just rest on your laurels after the film festival's over.
Right. And as a matter of fact, as you were saying about, you know, Kimball's, an independent film, once a month from March through August, we have independent films at Ivy Wild. It's called our pop-up cinema, Ivy Wild in the Gym, and they are new release independent films. So slightly different from what we do at the festival, but still independent films. Fantastic. We were sold out every event this year. It's grown and growing all the time. So that's just such a fun venue. And then we do Film in the Community. Those are films that are from previous festivals. They're always free. We want anyone and all people to have access to these great films. And we show those films throughout the community at different partners like the Manitou Arts Center, Westside Community Center. We're doing one this year at Garden of the Gods Resort and Club. It's going to be really fun. So all that information is on our website.
I'm going to recommend your email newsletter. Even if you have 65,000 emails in your inbox like I do, this is one newsletter you want to subscribe to, I think.
Good. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, and you can do that on the website at the very bottom. Sign up for that. We try not to flood your inbox, but this time of year, it is definitely a fun time to get those once a week announcing films, or we'd have drawings sometimes for free passes. Two free nights at the Mining Exchange. That's where our filmmakers are staying this year. And so we have a block rate there, and you can enter to win a couple of nights there. So yeah, definitely sign up. That's a good point.
And there's free transportation on Mountain Metro.
That's right.
Almost door to door.
Mm-hmm. Or the scooter.
Or bike ride.
That's right.
Why Rocky Mountain Women's Film? Tell us a little bit about your mission and your vision and what the organization really is all about.
Sure. We believe that there is a unique skill, a unique power behind a woman filmmaker. So there are a lot of ways to tell a story. A lot of people do, right? A lot of people are making film. But we believe, certainly the independent film industry, the way in which a woman tells a story from behind the lens has a unique ability to connect us, a unique ability to share that story in a way that is, if not relevant to your own life, something that allows you to evaluate how you feel about things, open your mind to new ideas and perspectives. And at the end of the day, our hope is that you leave the film or the festival or the event as a more empathetic person than you were when you walked in. That is the very, very important to us. You know, when it started with Donna Guthrie and Jerry Martin, they were on their way home from the Telluride Film Festival. And they said, you know, we got to bring something like this to Colorado Springs, right? This was in 1986, 87. And they were very committed to making sure that it was about creating a platform for women filmmakers. So we've just carried that on. And of course, over the years, as the content and the quality of the filmmaking has grown and improved, we're convinced that there's a very special opportunity to watch films that are made by women. Certainly, as well, I should say, the ones that are about women, right? So if there is a man on the team, what, great, totally fine, all good. The stories about some of these women are often the stories that are not heard. We are not talking about them, or we're talking about them in a maybe a glamorized way, not as much of the raw emotion. And we feel that there are voices that are unheard and unseen all too often, and women filmmakers in the independent film industry seem to be the ones making those films. So 38 years, and there's no shortage of films and important content.
It's not easy to make a film. Mm-hmm. You have to be tenacious. You have to be, there's just so many things. Got to be creative for sure, but just the logistics of funding a film and getting the right crew together and making it happen, I think there's a certain kind of woman that pulls it off beautifully. And those are the kind of women that you definitely want to hear on the stage. You definitely want to meet the filmmaker for the women that make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a special relationship between the filmmaker, not just with women, but between the filmmaker and the subject, right? If you're actually responsible for telling someone's story, that's extremely difficult story for them to relive or then to see it on the screen. It's a very special relationship. And I think something that women hold sacred as filmmakers and do their absolute best to make the subject proud, certainly tell the story as honestly as possible.
I was recently trained as an art docent. And one of the things that came up is we only gather or absorb about 30% of what we see. And when you are with other people in an analog world where you can reach out and touch them, and especially if you can talk to the artists themselves, the filmmaker, and hopefully see that other 70% that you missed. So, you know, as men, I think instantly we miss what women potentially see. And to have an opportunity to see it from a slightly different perspective, even though we're looking at the same subject, is a powerful thing. And this is a perfect place to have that opportunity.
Beautifully said. It's so true. And you're right, that face-to-face moment with the filmmaker, either at the Q&A or at any of the parties over the course of the weekend, it almost feels like, and when I say this to filmmakers, they get a little shy about it, but it's almost like meeting a celebrity. How did you tell the story so amazingly that way? Or like meeting your favorite musician who moves you with their music, right? It's incredible. So we also have the youth outreach program that happens on the Friday of the festival. Local high schools, their students can choose to watch some of the films that are going to be at the festival. And then we work with the filmmakers of those films, and they do a private panel and Q&A with the high school students. And a lot of times the high school students will create art based on how they feel after watching the film. So many of the filmmakers have said it's their favorite part of the whole weekend is connecting with these high schoolers. And high schoolers have said they never knew that they needed to either acknowledge something they had gone through, or certainly had never felt like there was anyone else who could share the same story or a similar story. Yeah, it's very, very powerful.
One of the things I got to do was meet Thomas Dambo, who is the guy who built Rita the Troll.
Yes.
And I've seen about 10 of his trolls now. And each one is cool to see and touch and climb on if you get the opportunity. But meeting him and hearing his story and why he uses what he uses totally changed my appreciation for the trolls.
I just saw Rita for the first time this past weekend, and now it's on my list. I want to see all of them.
There's 165 of them. It'll take a while.
I know, but what a cool bucket list.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Before we ask the final question, you know what I think would be a really interesting exercise? I don't know how you'd get to it because you'd want the people to have the same passion for it, but to have a community project where you have a male filmmaker and a female filmmaker both tell the story of the same subject and see as they worked separately on it, how the stories were similar and how they differed based on, you know, the gender lens that you film from, which also then obviously comes with experience and everything. But that would be a very interesting sociological study.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously we have more than the two genders too, so you could even open it up further, but to have the same, someone's same biography told from many points of view.
That is brilliant. Right? Because even the questions they decide to ask the subject, right? The things they decide to highlight, the nature they decide to put in the background, whatever.
Be kind of a fun short film.
Yes.
I wonder if we could make it happen, do like a short film. Is gender studies still... Anyway,
could
be something cool.
I think that still happens.
I love it. That's a great idea.
Thus began Carrie Simison's fourth or fifth career.
I'm not qualified.
Oh, I love it. And just do it. I mean, we can even just start small. Start right here in Colorado Springs.
Yep.
Because you know Mayor Yemi is all about the film industry and incentives and such since Sundance made their announcement. So people are hungry for it. That would be cool.
I like this. Let's have coffee or a cocktail or a mocktail and see if we can make something happen.
Okay, I'm in.
Is it time? It must be time. So we ask all of our guests, what is it that you love about Colorado Springs and or Manitou?
I like being able to walk from my house into Old Colorado City and eat and drink and shop. I mean, the list is huge, right? I can name off a gazillion things. But the first thing when I think about, especially the busy life that I have right now, getting ready for the festival, the peace and quiet of leaving my house and walking into OCC is a treat for me. Yeah, I'm thankful for that.
It's interesting when you visit other places after living someplace that is walkable and you go to someplace like Tucson or Phoenix, and you're like, holy cow, this really isn't set up for pedestrians. And as much as you may find parts of our town that you have that feeling about, there are so many neighborhoods that really are walkable. And you're right, what it does to your day when you're coming out of chaos, when all of a sudden, instead of having to get in your car, you can walk from your front door to wherever you want to go, whether it's the grocery store, you know, someplace for sit on a patio and have a drink, or Even just going for a walk.
Yep.
I'm with you. I count that as one of my loves as well.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good answer. I approve.
Indeed.
All right. Well, is that a wrap?
I think so. You guys are the best. Thanks for having me.
It was
great. Always fun.
One more time, where do people go to get tickets and info?
rmwfilm.org. You can find anything and everything you need on our website, or you can call 226-0450, and we will answer all your questions.
Okay.
So save the date on your calendars, October 17th through 19th, Colorado College, multiple venues on the campus. Be there, or you're going to miss out on some great film.
And just in closing, I want to give an extra special thanks to Judy Paring and the other good folks here at The Next Us. That's the location of the Studio 809 Podcast's community podcast studio. And this is a building that is, you know, you could just call it a co-working space, but it's so much more. It has such a good vibe. Really incredibly good people and creative events. So thank you to The Next Us for being partners with Studio 809 Podcasts and making this all possible.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Carrie.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival, or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.